We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom of Kuf Nun Amud Aleph. Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, on the bottom of Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Oysin Kol Tzarchei HaMeis. If a mace dies on Shabbos, you don't want him to get decomposed or spoiled. The halacha is, Sochin Madichin Oysin, you can smear him with oil, and wash him with water. Eventually, yozes be'eiver. It makes you not to move anything because a mace is muksa, so you can't move any limb. You just have to smear it on without moving anything. Pour it on and smear it very lightly, not to move anything on the mace. But you let it do it, even though it's a tircha. It's mutter to do it because you don't want him to get decomposed. Shaintim zekaron tachtov. You let it pull out the pillows and blankets from under him. Matil ma'aseichor. Let him sit on the earth, on the sand. That's good to keep him fresh. Beshvil. Shiyamtim, because it should wait, like Rashi says, it should wait. Shlo yasriach machmas choy masad ma'akaron. You let it, put him there so he shouldn't get decomposed. Koshir mesalechi, you could tie up his jaw so it shouldn't pop open. And Rashi explains, the Mishnah explains, loish yale el shlo yosef, that you, just to hold it in place, but not to push it up, because if you push it up, that's a problem of moving a muksa. And the same halacha about tying is by a kairub. A beam started coming down from the ceiling. You can hold it up with a chair, or with bedposts. Not that you should push it up, because you push it up to Shiloh of Baina, like Rashi says. You shouldn't fall down anymore. That's mutter to do. You shouldn't fall down anymore. But it's not mutter to push it up to Shiloh of Baina. And by a mace, the Shiloh is of muksa. Zok the Gemara, it said in the Mishnah that you let us smear or clean the mace on Shabbos. V'am Rav Yudah Mashmua, mace of a Tavid Yosher Rav Meir. The Zok the Mastur, Tavid Yosher Rav Meir, Shnuch Zach Rav Yosher Merchus. He went after him to Yosher Merchus. Bikish Ladiach Karka, he wanted to wash the Karka. V'am Allah Yim Adichim. Now clean the Karka on Shabbos. And we thought the Pshat was because you might come to touch the sand. Losuch karka, you want to smear the floor of the Beis HaMerchetz with shemen. In those days, they smeared the floor in order to get some shemen or water on themselves. They put it on the floor, like made the floor wet. It was a tiled floor, and you want to make the floor wet and oily so that they could get the oil on themselves. So you want to do that on Shabbos. Losuch karka, talking about they were going to Chamei Tveri or something like that. With mutter du rechitza. Losuch karka, amaloi ein sachem yala do it. And we thought the pshat is, because since it's muksa, the stones are muksa, and you might, and you're not allowed to shmir muksa, you're not allowed to shmir muksa with water or shemen. So he also by mace, you shouldn't be able to do it. And the Gemara, no, it's not pshat over there. The reason why you're not allowed to be madiach and sach shemen is because ashvuy gumais. And even though they were talking about a tiled floor, karka be karka mechalfa. Karka, you know, if two floors will get mixed up. If you think you're allowed to, if you see by a tiled floor, we allow you to smear it with shemen or with water, and you come to smear an earth floor also, and it'll be a problem of shvuyei gumos of fixing the holes. So therefore, they're not allowed it. But mace v'karkla michlof, but you let a smear a mace, you're not going to get mixed up with the earth floor with a mace, and therefore, a mace is not a problem to be soch and to be madiach. It says, Oysin kol tzarchei meis. Now, what is kol coming la asuya, coming to exclude? Kol asuya mai. Asuya, the Rabbana went to the Braisa. Mavien klimeke, you let it bring kalim that cool off the mace. Like, let it bring glass kalim to put onto the mace. Uklimat chois. And you let it bring metal kalim. Menichim al kreisa gashay tefuach. You put it on his stomach so he shouldn't blow up. Upaikim is the kavav. You let it to close up his orifices, the holes. This is Kazem Ruach, so ear shouldn't get in. If the ear gets in, it'll blow up his goof, and it seems like the stomach will explode if ear gets in. If you like, close up the cover. Shloimah with his Chachma said in Kehelas also that the stomach of a mace, if it blows up, it could crack open. Like the Pasuk in Kehelas, Ad Asher Lo Yirosek. Chevel HaKesef. This is Pasuk, when the Darshan, all these Pesukim Kehelas and Perek Yerbeis, that talk about a person in his older years and when he's dying. So it says in the Pasuk, Ah, Shalom Yerosek Chevel HaKesef. When the silver rope doesn't snap, what's that remez to? Zeh Chut HaShedr. That's the remez to the spinal cord, which is white, like Kesef. Vesorot Gula Zav. And when the Gula Zav will break, Zeh Amah. That's the the Eiver Hoylada, and Gula is the lashon of giving birth, of Ma'amayin, Amayin, versus Shaver Kad Alamabua, when the Kad will break. What's the little jug that will break? Zah Keres, that's the stomach. So you see, the stomach could break after someone dies because it gets blown up. Menorah Zah Galgal Abar, Zah Perish, that's the Tzaya. V'chein Waymer, because you see, and that's what it says, it's in a crack open and go up to the mouth. V'chein Waymer, the Pasuk says, V'zereisi Perish Afanechem Perish Chageichem. The Pasuk says, talking about a klala, when someone dies, Rasha dies, that it says that his stomach will crack open, will bust open, and the perish will land on his face. And then it says in the Pasuk, Perish Chageichem, the perish of your Yom Tovim. What does that mean? Amar Huna V'amri La, Amar Rav Chaga, Eilu Bnei Adam, Shemanichem Dvei Torah, they don't learn Torah, they make every day like a Yom Tov. They eat meat and wine every day like a Yom Tov. And you see what happens with the food. If someone doesn't eat it with the right kavana, it just blows up back in the face. As Tzaya doesn't get food. If someone eats food, he could do it in a way that he steigs. He's being mild of food with his brachas and with his kavanas. But if he just he parties all day, that's not the best thing. After 3 days, if a person dies, his stomach cracks open, and the tzaya falls on his face, and it says to him, the stomach says to his mouth, here, take what you gave me. Akaponim, the Gemara just brought a few Dibrei Agada about the stomach, and Lamaisa, you're allowed to cool off and close up the mace on Shabbos, so in order these things shouldn't happen. So look at the next Mishnah Vayta, more about a mace on Shabbos. The rest of the parak will talk about mason. Zok the Mishnah, Ein Misatzmim Es HaMeis Shabbos. Now that I close the eyes of a mace on Shabbos, why not? Because Muksa, the minig is that they close the eyes of a mace before they bury him. We now do this on Shabbos because it's a Shaila of Muksa. And even in the weekday, if the mace is not dead yet, you're also not allowed to close the eyes, because we're scared that if you close the eyes, it'll cause him to die quicker. Someone who closes the eyes of someone who is deathly ill, he's like Shefech Dom. Why? Because he's Mekarav Es HaMisa. He's Mekarav the Misa because he makes it any little with the smallest tircha, you put the mace through, sick person through, it can cause him to die. Therefore, you're not allowed to touch a geisus. Gemara is going to elaborate on this halachas. If someone closed the eyes of someone who's deathly ill, he's like Shefech Dam, mashal and ner shekavav alechas. It's mashal tough candle, it's flickering, it's going out. A person puts his finger on it for a second, yad coughs, it goes out. Here also, if the person is flickering, his life is flickering, you touch it a little bit, you might cause him to die quicker. So it's like what it's talking about, Rishonim. Pashas talking about on Shabbos. Pashas on Shabbos. Harashis Asmu Einov Shameis. Nefech lo yayin bechot moi. Menoisin Shem Risa Einov. Let's say you want to him close the eyes. Now touch the eyes. It's muksa. So what can you do? So remember, there's an eitza. What you do is you give him wine to smell. You like spritz some wine. You blow some wine into his nose. And you put oil between his eyes. And you press his two toes on his feet. His two like big toes. And automatically the eyes will close. So it's the Mechalik is talking about on Shabbos or in the weekday. But let's say talking about on Shabbos, the Chiddush is that here's a case, you don't have to close his eyes. You don't have to move anything. You just do this Eitzah and it'll close by itself. We'll show you like the ironic part of life. That a tinuk who's a ben yoimai, he's alive, one day old baby, never did a thing. Mechalim was a Shabbos. Mechal was Shabbos for him. Dovah Melch Yisrael, who did so much for Klal Yisrael, he's mace, hey, Mechal Shabbos. Another ironic thing, Tinuk ben yoimai, No, the Gemara explains first. What's the reason? Omer Torah, Chalav Shabbos, Achas, Kedei, Sheyishma Shabbos Harbe. Mimchal, one Shabbos in order so you keep a bunch of Shabbos. Don't make it so amazed. Why? Kimish Meis, all the Vatom in a mitzvah. So once a person dies, he can't do mitzvah anymore. There's no reason to move him. He's not so choshev anymore. Vahayim, Dorav Yechlim, Vemeisim Chavshi. That Meisim are Chavshi from mitzvahs. Kimish Meis, all the Nasi Chavshi from mitzvahs. They come free from mitzvahs, but it's a terrible thing. They can't do mitzvahs anymore, and therefore we can't in Michal Shabbos for them. But a Tinnik Ben Yoyim, who has all his life in front of him, you could do it. And another idea where you see a Tinnik Ben Yoyim is could be better than even Ogim Al-Chabash. Another ironic thing, this has nothing to do with Shabbos, Vatanya. A one-day-old baby, the weasels and the mice are scared of him. I have Ogim Al-Chabash, who is hundreds of feet long. The mice are not scared of it, because the if someone is alive, that's where the animals are scared of, alive people. So now it's in the pasuk of Meirachem v'chitchem, yeah, and the pasuk says yeah, chayes kol chayes aretz al kol efeshmayim. V'chitchem is a lashon of chias. Meirachem be when chitchem calls man shalom chay, when a person is alive, a masay will tell us abrias. Given shemayz, once they die, batla a masay, they're fright that they're not scared anymore of. That once they die, the animals are not scared of him anymore. Amra Papa Naktino, we have a Kabbalah, Arya Yabay Trail Nafal. A lion will not run after two people, only one person. And they learn out from his Pasik, Umarachem, that Umarachem, it's Lashon Rab, not just two people. Freyti Gemara, Hakachzin the Nafal, you find that a lion will chase after two people. Why is your Papa saying that with Makobo be a day, they're not going to run after two people? We find that they do run after two people. And for the Gemara, you know what the case is? One of those two people, maybe both of them, are behemoths. A person could be like a behemoth. Who could run by Abba? I don't run by Abba. A chaya shlelis ba'adam ashen meloi kebehemoth. A chaya is not shlelis ba'adam until that person acts like a behemoth. Shadam and Paul's success. Ba'adam bikar bal yolin. A person who does not reside in bikar in a choshva way, nimshel gebehemoth nidbu, and he acts like a behemoth, then he'll be like a behemoth. If he eats like a behemoth, he might be like a behemoth. That's what it'll be like. And then, that's why, like, we find a lot of times a lion will chase after two people, because maybe they are like behemoths. They're not acting like people. Not let sleep in a house by yourself. Everyone sleeps in a house by himself. A certain shade called Lilas will attack him. I say, you should do tzedakah asha atamaitzi. When you still have people in front of you who could use the tzedakah, umatzu lecha, and you have money, va'oidcha v'yada, and you're still in your rishus, still alive. Chap arayin tzedakah in this world when you're alive, because later on it's not going to be in the gay anymore. Va'af shleim ha'amav v'chachmasai, u'zecharis barecha b'vacharisecha. Remember Hashem when you're young. Ad asher lo yevoy yimei ha'ra, before the yimei ha'ra came. What's yimei ha'ra yimei zikna? That's the older days. Old days you can't work as much, you can't make as much money. Zechaparai when you still have the money. Begir shalom v'shtoyim ha'in li yavam chayfetz. And it comes a time when you're not going to have chayfetz, you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah of tzedakah. When is that? Unbelievable. Eli yimei ha'ashiach. She'ein v'hem lo yiluzchus lo yechayva. And when Mashiach comes, Rashi says it won't be schus, it'll be hard to do tzedakah because there's not going to be any poor people. And chayva also, there won't be any liyei tzahara. So it'd be hard to get the mitzvot tzedakah when Mashiach comes. So chapa right now, before Mashiach comes, the gevaldige mitzvot tzedakah. Upliga the Shmuel. And this member argues on Shmuel. It's really a Tana that argues on Shmuel. And Shmuel, it's a Braisa, and Shmuel's a Meira. The Acharim speak about that. Upliga the Shmuel. The Amma Shmuel, Ein Bein Ha'olam Hazel Yemayis Mashiach, Al Shiva Ma'achas V'Vavad. The only difference in Bein Ha'olam Hazel and Yemayis Mashiach is, who's going to be in charge? If the Israelim be in charge, or the Goyim? He says, there's still going to be poor people. Shmuel, even when Mashiach comes, there's still going to be poor people. You have to do tzedakah. But, and that's not like the Braisa says, that when Mashiach comes, there's not going to be any poor people. Al-Midazu, a person should always daven that he shouldn't come to Anias. Shem hu loy ba b'noi. If he doesn't come to Anias, his child could come to Anias. If his child doesn't come to Anias, his enikel could come to Anias. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, ki beglal hadava hazeh. And we learn, v'loshen glal, that it's like a galgal hachayzeh. The Torah Yishmael, galgal chayzeh v'olam. Anias is a galgal hachayzeh v'olam, that one day, everyone's going to get, everyone, even a rich person, in a few years, can be poor. It's a galgal hachayzeh, Anias. and therefore you should always daven for this. I talk about a stickle vitz, a stickle joke. Someone at the shul, hear a guy davening, please give me a flat tire, please give me a flat tire. He said, what do you want, a flat tire? Yeah, he wants, because Gagel HaChayzer, right now he's very rich, he wants to be a flat tire, so he shouldn't go around to the other side and be like the Oni. We have a Kabbalah. This he has a Kabbalah. A Talmud Chacham will not get poor. You see, it's some Talmud Chacham who are poor. Even if they are poor, they won't have to go collect door to door. Talmud Chacham won't have to collect door to door. And it's written pshat in the Achronim. What's pshat? Either pshat is because people will respect them and bring money to them, or pshat is that Talmud Chacham doesn't need so much money, he's mistapik b'muut, and therefore he won't have to embarrass himself to go collecting. Amar Rav Chiya Levisu, Rav Chiya told his wife, Ki asi anya, when an oni comes to the house, akdimu le rifta, go give him a piece of bread, in order that one day, when your children are poor, they should give you. Amar lei, melet l'chalaisli, you're giving me a klala. Like, well, what's happening? Maybe why are you saying his kids that their kids are going to be poor? Amalah krokak siv. It's a pasuk. It's not my kiddush. It's a pasuk. Keep glad of azev. Tomer Yishmael. Gagel hush chayz vaylam. It's a gagel chayz vaylam. Talking more about the Tanya Rambam Rabbi Eimer. It says in the pasuk, v'nosan lecho rachem v'richam chaver becha. We dash like this. Kol merachem ala briyos. Anyone who's merachem ala briyos. Merachem alav neshamayim. Nosuch rachem means Hashem gives you rachem v'richamcha, then Hashem will merachem on you. If you merachem al brias, you have rachem on all the people. Merachem alav neshamayim, the Eved still have rachem on you. Because ain't merachem al brias, ain't merachem alav neshamayim. Chas v'shalom, Hashem is not merachem al brias. Hashem will not merachem alav neshamayim. And some of the achronim say that the merachem al brias means even on animals, all bali chayim. Doesn't even mean only people. So the Gemara darshaning the psukim in Koheles that's talking about Yimei Zikna. The pasuk says Ad Ashloi Sechshach Hashemesh Va'or Chabrei the mitzvahs before the Shemesh Va'or get dark. Zeh Padachas Va'achoytim. The Shemesh refers to the forehead. Va'achoytim is the nose. That's like the light. The light of the face of a person is the Padachas and the Choytim. It's the or Shemesh Va'or. Va'yareach Zun Hashama. The moon refers to the Shama. That's the jaws. The shovel of Machai Geshem Zumar Enov Shalom Shachachabachi. And it's saying, Chapra and Mitzvah, for the clouds cover your face. That's talking about your eyes that get clouded over from crying. Omar Shmuel, hide the masa. Once we mention crying, we'll say a few things about crying. Omar Shmuel, hide the masa. Tears, Adabam Shanin Hadre. Till 40 years old. If he cries, the body replenishes those tears. The body does not replenish those tears anymore, and you never have them again. Certain eye medication, until 40, if you put that eye medication, your eyes will get to see better. Even if you fill it up with a big eye makeup applier that's very thick, it's very thick beam, like the beam of a weaving beam. Ukma Maikim, he's putting so much eye medicine still. Ukma Maikim will keep your eyesight where it is. Avuchil Amar will make it better. Maikim Ashmalon, what's the chiddush by saying, even like a weaver's beam? The Kamada Olim Mekokla, Tzaymala, teaches from here that the fatter the pick that goes through the tube, the wider it is, the better it is for the eyes. Unfortunately, lost his daughter. He didn't cry on his daughter. His wife told him, why not crying? It's like a chicken. It's a daughter. It's not a chicken. Lose a chicken. He lost a daughter. Tarti, you want me to get two things bad? Tichlo, I lost my child, the Ivra, and get blind? He said he didn't want to cry because tears are not good for the eyesight. Zakti Gemara, Rav Chanina holds like Shavla, Kahod, Rav Yechram, Shem Rav Yisrael, and Ketzarta, Sheish, Demo, Yisem. There's six types of tears. Shalosh, Yafos, three are good for the eyes, Vesholosh, Royis, and three are bad for the eyes. Shaloshon, tears that come from smoke, Veshal Bechi, and from crying, a topic of Mbezim and Aleph, Veshal Besa Kisei, and from the Yisurum of Besa Kisei. If someone's working very hard on this Kisei, has tears in that, that's Royis, that's bad. But shall sam, but tears that come from when you put a medicine in your eyes, shall schaik, and from laughter, shall peiros, and from onions, yafais. That's very good tears. Tears of onions are good. Laughing tears are good. Those are good tears. But the other tears are no good.